What's the word on Main Street? I'm so glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. I promise not to gasp in horror as I note dates in the following listings. Today might still be November, but tomorrow is not. And it's a busy social time. If you want to keep up your arting and your reading, add it to your calendar now. Life Drawing happens every Wednesday at the Gatherings in Surrey, so this week on the 4th, 10 to noon. Artists age 18 plus of all abilities using any media. Would leftover turkey make a good art supply? All are welcome to paint and draw from live models. For more information, surreygatherings.org. Speaking of figure drawing, have you checked out the offerings at the Reversing Falls Sanctuary? There's a sketchbook club that meets on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And every third Saturday of the month, the mornings are for life drawing, starting at 10 a.m. There's Tai Chi, too, but I can't talk about that because I've got the literary and visual arts beat. ReversingFalls.org can fill you in on the details, including about the exhibit Be Still, Celebrating the Winter Solstice, which runs on the weekends through January 19th. For a list of artists and a look at the work, check out ReversingFalls.org. Creative Cafe is open at the Waldo County YMCA in Belfast on Thursdays. A buffet of art supplies. See what speaks to you. Peruse the menu of inspiration. There's always a weekly special, a low-pressure project led by the host. YMC membership is not necessary. You just need to check in at the front desk. That's Thursday mornings, 10 to noon. For more information about that creative opportunity, check out waterfallarts.org. They say on their website, studies have shown that engaging in art activity lowers blood pressure, increases mood, staves off dementia, builds social connections, and increases immune response. This program really is for anyone and everyone who would like to reap those benefits in a relaxed, low-commitment setting. Sounds like the perfect antidote to too much festive family time. Or maybe you can all go and it will be more festive family time. Lost on a Mountain in Maine, by Don Fendler, as told to Joseph B. Egan, is a thrilling survival story that's been turned into a film now playing at local theaters like the Opera House Arts in Stonington this weekend and the Alamo in Bucksport next weekend. It's the inspiring story of how 12-year-old Don Fendler became lost on Katahdin and wandered in the Maine wilderness for 9 days without food or shelter. It's the second most popular book at Sherman's Maine Coast bookshops right now. People, Nature, Art is a monthly series that brings artists, writers, carvers, and creative types of all kinds to the Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor to explore how nature and art interact in their work and how their art impacts their own approach to nature. The featured artist this month is Nell Parker, Forest Floor Painter. That will be December 3rd, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Wendell Gilley Museum. Is it possible to raise healthy meat and exquisite fiber while benefiting the land and soil where the sheep live and graze? It's called the Sheep Trust Project, and it started with this question. You can register for this webinar on the events calendar at Blue Hill Heritage Trust. This virtual event will happen December 5th, 4 to 5 p.m. Before you think, wait a minute, what does this webinar on sheep have to do with the visual arts or the literary arts? In the Solstice Show at the Reversing Falls, you can see some gorgeous work by Pat Horton, hand-felted. I think that's wool, people. Terry Lefferts also has a nice pastel of sheep. I want you to know about a few events next Saturday that maybe you'll want to get on your calendar. The first is Haystack Holiday Open House. Now, don't go all the way down to the campus. That's closed for the season. But in Deer Isle Village on Saturday the 7th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there'll be refreshments and festive crafts for the whole family. The second event is a book launch for Working the Sea, a historical photography book by Michael Crawley and the Penobscot Marine Museum. Each one of the more than 100 photographs was selected to highlight the changes that took hold in America's fisheries across the 19th and 20th centuries. Focusing on the boats and people that have served as the backbone of the industry, the book provides a fascinating look at a rarely seen slice of American history. That book launch is happening 1 to 3 p.m. next Saturday in Penobscot Marine Museum's Old Vestry in Searsport. For more information about that event and books that might intrigue you, check out islandportpress.com. 'Tis the season of craft fairs, parties, festive merriment. Don't forget that a quiet half hour spent reading can be quite restorative. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?